MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 21, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. DiZoglio temporarily in the governor's chair. A big apartment complex replacing Bertini's in Salem. And there's an unsafe bacterial level in the Merrimack River. Afternoon showers, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:08 p.m.
Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. On Thursday, August 22nd, we got it all. We talked to Brian Nickel, the Hamilton Generals baseball coach, on his three-peat, that's right, dynasty three-peat, ITL champs once again, and once again beating Manchester. And in the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we hop on with Bill Ricker football coach Dwayne Sigsbury to talk about the preseason and what his expectations are for the team this fall. And that includes the intern's debut, Anderson Interiano, him making his debut in the broadcast world. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that with Governor Maura Healey and other Beacon Hill leaders out of state for the Democratic National Convention, next in the order of gubernatorial succession, State Auditor Diana DiZoglio is using the State House bully pulpit to draw attention to the issue of non-disclosure agreements. On Tuesday, DiZoglio proposed an executive order that would, if she had signed it as acting governor, ban state agencies from using such agreements if they involve claims of discrimination, harassment, or retaliation, and require existing agreements to be posted on the state comptroller's website for public viewing. The proposal comes after DiZoglio's office released an audit of the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority, claiming the agency violated state laws and its own procurement policies by failing to secure board approval for a no-bid media contract and a non-disclosure agreement for a $1.2 million settlement with an employee alleging racial discrimination. Salem News reporter Michael McHugh is writing that a groundbreaking ceremony was held on Tuesday for the development of a transformational 250-unit mixed-use rental apartment at 286 Canal Street in Salem, the former location of Bertini's Restaurant. The development will create five new podium buildings, ranging from 3 to 5 stories, containing 250 rental units, 1,350 square feet of retail space, 316 surface and garage parking spaces, electric car charging, a full-time lease office, resident amenity areas, and green space. The buildings will also be both inland and coastal flood resilient with 100% electric heat pumps and hot water systems to reduce overall carbon footprint. 20% of those 250 rental units, that is to say 50 units, will be deeded at 60% of the area median income, which is double the rate of affordability that the local inclusionary zoning ordinance requires. In the Newbury Port Daily News, Jim Sullivan is reporting that ever since a new automated bacterial sensor was slipped into the Merrimack River in late June, there have been 14 reports of elevated E. coli bacteria, according to the agency monitoring the results. The unsafe bacteria levels are the result of combined sewage overflows in the river from sewage treatment plants in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Merrimack River Watershed Council Director of Education and Policy, John McCone, said Tuesday a total of 32 tests have been conducted since July 1. Of those, 14 results came back fine for swimming, while another 14 came back unsafe. Another trio of results were invalid or unusable due to equipment or sample problems. In Gloucester, Ethan Foreman is writing that with the beach season in full swing, the Gloucester City Council voted 9-0 to renew the license for Richard Pratt to operate his 225-space private parking lot at 2 Beachland Avenue for another 5 years from May 1, 2025 through April 30, 2030. And on itemlive.com, Treehouse Learning Center celebrated the grand opening of its second location at 34 Monroe Street in Lynn on Tuesday. Yoel and Yoselnia Rosario opened the first location at 30 Boston Street, which serves 54 students. The new location will accommodate 98 children from infants to pre-K students and includes a kitchen for food to be cooked and served on site, as well as delivered to the Boston Street location. At the Boston Street location, students had to bring their own lunches, which staff then warmed up in a microwave. The center received $5,000 from the Economic Development and Industrial Corporation of Lynn through the American Rescue Plan Act grant funding. In addition to the kitchen, the new site will offer an on-site clinical pediatric care unit for children on the autism spectrum, and the center is working with Celestina Rosario, an occupational therapist and the director of pediatric services for Treehouse Learning Center, to provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. Red Sox 6, Astros 5 last night. Jaron Duran 4-for-4, including a game-winning homer. The Sox road trip ends this afternoon in Houston. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region. Powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.